Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is guest choice between religion values in our kids, that's one, and teaching our kids self-reliance. We have our usual guests this week. We have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, and Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. I actually have no idea which of those two topics they will choose. The column of the week, the Dad's Point of View column this week, is called Kids on a Leash. And it was inspired when my 14-year-old son, soon to be 15, and I saw in a park one of those kid leashes on a young kid. And my son and I kind of looked at each other and remarked about, I don't know, we were kind of not clear if that's a good idea or a bad idea. And I realized it was a great metaphor for the phenomena that has been called helicoptering, or parents that are helicopter parents that hover, coddle, and otherwise spoil their kids. And to a large degree, of course, that is what the column is about. It's not about the pros or cons of actually having a physical leash, which most parents that do use those do tend to discard once the kid goes to high school. But the literal or figurative or invisible leash of control is much more the concern of the column and the topic. The other topic about religion ties into a topic on Dad Chat that we are having, or we had, I should say, about religion and values in our kids. Dad Chat. What is Dad Chat? Dad Chat is the weekly Twitter chat, or tweet chat as they're called, that I host every Thursday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is West Coast time, which, to be clear, is 3 hours earlier than East Coast time. So let me explain this to you. If it's 9 p.m. in New York, it is 6 p.m. in Los Angeles. I know this is complicated, but I want to be sure that you're there on time, since everybody asks me on tweets over and over again every week, so what time is Dad Chat? And I get confused between East Coast and West Coast time. I think the one that's most confusing, at least to me, is when they put in one of those pesky little times that are in the middle of the country, like Central Time. I get East Coast Time, ET or EST, and I get PST, but Central is actually beyond this man's feeble brain power. So to be clear, if you're on the West Coast, Dad Chat is 6 to 7 p.m. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 to 10. And if you're somewhere in between, you can figure it out. What is a tweet chat, you ask? A tweet chat is like a chat room, and it is on a topic, and our topic, of course, is parenting and religion, in this case, values, kids, relationships, all the stuff that I talk about on the radio show. And you will find, if you ever join the chat, you just use the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by DAD chat. Anyway, that is a regular feature, and I host it, and I'm there, and we have 50 to 100 participants each week that send out tweets that actually have the potential of reaching millions of people. Last week, I think we had 5.1 million impressions. That's how much reach one of these things has. I premiere the new comic strip that we have, which is newly titled Because I Said So. I premiere it each week in Dad Chat. And this week's comic is called Hugs and Kisses. You can find that, my columns, and more at brucesalen.com. You can also find our life lessons, of which we're going to play another one. And I believe this is actually our 13th one in a row. Okay, here we go.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Marriage is work, but it's worth it. I'm going to wander into dangerous territory by suggesting that men and women are different in regards to commitment. Men struggle with it, thinking the grass is greener, while women may yearn for it to a greater degree. But whether or not that's true doesn't negate both spouses' obligations to work at making their marriage the best it can be. Just as I always sign off with, be the best dad or mom you can be, to be the best husband or wife requires effort and maybe a little work. My parents were married 66 years. They worked at it, and I saw that it was worth it. You can and should put in the same effort. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
I think you should listen to that guy. He's got some wisdom to offer there. It's just coincidental, but the idea of not being politically correct is also the theme of the column that I wrote for the new website, 12most.com, this week. And that column is called The 12 Most Fundamental Differences Between Men and Women, Part 1. And I alternate between the difference between a man and the difference between a woman. And I do it very tongue-in-cheek. I do it with no concern for being politically correct. I find the politically correct police and their monitoring of free speech to be highly offensive. And the irony, of course, is that most things that are politically correct or that are not politically correct have the irony of being factually and otherwise true. So it's just ironic that it's politically incorrect to say that men and women are different. Excuse me? Like, we're not? But, or to suggest that there are traits that are inherent in boys and girls, men and women. And I take that notion that we are different, and I do it in a very, I think, light and fun and in-your-face way, because that is my style. So you can find that at 12most.com. And we're, in fact, having a contest that ends at, I think, around October 7th, that the 12 best ideas to add for the fundamental differences between men and women, part two, will each win a copy of my book. So put your idea in, and we will have winners, and that will be for the 12 most fundamental differences between men and women, part two, at 12most.com. If you want to find any of my writing or the life lessons or the comic strip or so much more, just go to bruceallen.com. So, have you seen those kids on a leash? The thing that it really made me realize is that we tend to teach our children these days, I think, to be much more dependent on us, and we're not teaching them really what they need to live, which is self-reliance. That's why the metaphor of the leash, to me, works so well. The column and the idea is all about our obligation as good parents to actually teach them to leave us. If we do our job well, they should leave. They shouldn't be dependent on us. And I think a lot of my generation, boomer parents, 60s generation parents, infantilize their kids. Infantilize, is that the right word, I think? Infantilization is the word I use in the column, which I couldn't find anywhere in spell check, so nor could I find helicoptering. That as a verb apparently does not exist. But I do feel that we are not teaching our kids enough self-reliance, enough independence. For instance, finding jobs today is harder for kids than ever. But given how many of them are spoiled rotten, do they know the word persistence when it comes to looking for work? I know that my son didn't. Again, in defiance of the PC police, I will declare that I believe there is a bigger tendency towards helicoptering from the estrogen side of the parenting equation. Hovering, control, spoiled all come to mind. Dads certainly have their share of gender traits that aren't helping their kids too. So I am an equal opportunity offender when it comes to the good and bad traits for men or women. We each have good traits, we each have bad traits, and it's fact, a celebration of those traits that makes marriage interesting and makes it work, as I suggested in the life lesson, and is also what has happened in modern days with our parenting. We are not letting our kids make mistakes. We're not letting them fail. We're rescuing them. This is not healthy for them. It's not healthy for you. And they learn, ironically, more from mistakes, more from failure than they do from getting a self-esteem award at a school assembly, which is basically nonsense, as most of us know. That's not how real life works. Anyway, we will discuss this and more. Wayne Levine is with us this week, back from his retreat in Santa Barbara, where he was last week, and he will be up next for the men's room. My producer, Richard Dugan, is again giving me the finger. Our next segment will be following these messages, so stay tuned.